Alright, our next performer has been in the music business for 30 years. I don't need note cards to do this one. She was known as the Acid Queen in the 60s. That's right. And I wonder how I came out normal after all those drug intakes by her, myself. And,
normal?
And she's
normal?
You're taking my mic! And she has been in animal rights, very, very involved with animal rights for the last 4 years. She dedicates all her time and money and mind space to this because it's, and money, yeah. All those little raccoon pictures make you send them. And so now, I'm going to introduce to you a damn fucking good mother and a great singer, Grace Lick.
What happened was this guy, actually. I saw a panda, and I didn't have dogs, I didn't have cats, I didn't care. It wasn't that I didn't like them or anything, it's just that I didn't pay any attention to them. They're part of the scenery. And I saw a baby panda on CNN News, and I thought, oh, that's great. I gotta get a panda. That's how much I knew about animals. Nobody can have a panda. There's only 1,000 left. They're owned by the Chinese government and so forth. So on. I wrote to World Wildlife and said, how do I get a panda? And they didn't write back and say, boy, are you dumb? But they did give me the whole nine yards on endangered species. So it started with that, and then it got into, I started reading medical books because of vivisection. Surprise, we got a cure for diabetes. The three top ones, no cures. All we got is treatments for symptoms. That means you knock out some of the pain, you don't know what's going on anyway. And those drugs, the main drugs for painkillers are still drugs we've known for a long time, don't have to test them on animals. They do stupid stuff like, you can write in, if you're a researcher, and researchers are not necessarily doctors, folks, everybody thinks they are, they're not necessarily. You can write into the National Institute of Health and get yourself a grant in perpetuity, which means for the rest of your life, to study something stupid, like, you give it a new name though, you call it fetal alcohol syndrome, okay? For the rest of your life, this guy gets paid to screw up monkeys, who don't drink anyway. Now, anybody with a double-digit IQ knows that if you eat 15 steaks a day, or 14 corn on the cob, or 15 drinks, your baby's not gonna come out good, okay? You don't have to be a brilliant to know that. But, in order to support yourself, and in order to support this $8 to $10 billion a year business, there are a lot of people making money by slaughtering both the animals and man. People say, well, why are you all for the animals? Because extrapolating from animal to man doesn't work. I almost died, not from the fung drugs I took in the 60s, but from a drug called Zomax, which was tested on animals. They're different from us. That doesn't mean they're better, they're worse, they're different. And scientifically, it doesn't work, but it's real good business. The Cancer Institute, Heart Institute, Diabetes, Multiple Sclerosis, all those groups have lots of jobs and lots of money, and we still have the diseases. But it's based mostly on greed. And I know that I have been in that place where I wanted greed. There's a, I mean, wanted money. There's a period of time, about 8 years, where that's what I was doing, what the record told me, a company told me to do. So I know how it feels. I'm not pointing the finger, but I think you can get out of it. I think we all can. The more you know, the more you look at it, the more you look at yourself. It's not them, the doctors. Everybody thinks doctors are holy. Doctors are just like I am. They can get sucked into that greed thing. The only problem with them, though, is that it's life and death. And the songs that I'm going to do are going to be played sort of mediocre on the piano. The first one is just called The Goddess of Greed. Good. Sweet up here, they're trying to be helpful. I have no idea what I'm doing. I've never played standing up. It makes your left leg kind of go. Next song is about this guy. Yeah, Panda Bear. Yeah. He lives all alone, but the bamboo forest knows him. Now his land is taken by man. He's got nowhere left to go. Well, he used to roam through all of China's mountains. It was his home.
Where is the love?
By Hans Rusch. If you question biomedical research and think, oh gee, we need to kill all those rats, otherwise we're gonna die. Try reading any book by Hans Rusch and then think about it again. And thank you guys for being here. What I'm gonna do next is introduce somebody with a big one. Here. It says what to say, what not to say, who's on next and who isn't. Yeah, I wish I could play. See, I'm a band singer, and they say, you want to play? I said, I don't play the piano. That's all right, do it anyway. Okay. And if I had a band, I'd play White Rabbit. But I don't. No, both of those bands are non-existent now. The old folks, both Starship and Airplane. I know there's a lot of stuff. Everybody's, you know, you're getting a lot of information today about a variety of different things. And people say, well, why are you focused on the animals? And I think probably because the animals are a symbol of a whole lot of stuff that's going on. In other words, if we didn't, now I'm not telling you what to eat, okay? I'm just giving some statistics here. If the American public didn't have such a meat habit, the rainforests wouldn't be in the condition they are now, because they're taking those down for our meat and dairy habit. The business about being desensitized to people suffering, that comes through being able to carve up stuff in a classroom. And then it continues. I mean, we're getting so numb to everything. We have forever. And that doesn't mean we can't change. Man has looked at everything on this planet as a commodity, including each other. You know, it's like, it's as if evolution is here and we're just kind of going over here, and we've been going over there for thousands of years, which doesn't mean we can't get back, but just because it's trouble, people say, oh, I can't deal with it. There's too much shit going on. There's, oh God, there's a forest and there's the animals and there's the government not getting a job and there's this shit. Okay, if everybody just took one thing, everybody doesn't have to do all of it. You do just one thing. You like oceans, so go help with the oceans. You know, homeless people, help with the homeless people, whatever it is. And I'm talking into your set too, huh?
No, you know what,
yeah.
Grace?
Well, you know, this
Grace,
is just,
we got a surprise for you.
Oh, good.
We've got a band.
I like surprises. my whole day of life has been a surprise.
You want to do it? Then we'll do it. With them. Oh, come on. It's like riding a bicycle. Once you've done it, you never forget. Come on, let's make lots of noise. Okay, but before we do that, we got to play this little game that we sometimes play at big shows like that, and that's like take a step back. Everybody take one step back. It's getting a little too crowded at the front, you know. People are looking kind of like sardines and stuff, so.
Yeah, all right. It's nothing compared to a metal concert, honey.
I bet.
These people are dead compared to... I don't mean it in that sense. I don't mean it.
Well,
mean
let her know how
good.
Alive you are.
To boo me right off the stage because I I wrote this song and I can never remember my own lyrics. We've never played it before. Small and the ones that your mother gives you.